It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. The first cultural plan for the city of Denver in 25 years was unveiled this week. Imagine 2020 is a strategic vision for arts, culture, and creativity that will, among other things, focus on getting more access to the arts in neighborhoods and not just at museums. KUNC's arts reporter Carrie Saldo has more.
More than a year in the making, Imagine 2020 includes a lot of data relative to the arts in the Mile High City. Let's look at museum visits, for example. 66% of Denver residents polled said they'd visited one in the past year. That's more than three times higher than the national average. And when it comes to creative industries, Denver is home to more than double the national average of 2.9%. Yet,
one of the main findings in the research is that some people don't find art very accessible.
Kent Rice is Denver Arts and Venues Executive Director. More than 5,000 people were surveyed for Imagine 2020, and less than 50% rated the amount of arts, culture, and creativity in their neighborhood as good or excellent.
A number of the museums have sort of a strategy to get their programs out in the community so that people don't have to visit an institution.
Rice says closing the gap between availability of and access to the arts is one of the many ideas in Imagine 2020, the city's first cultural plan in 25 years. The 50-page document includes 50 goals and 7 so-called vision items. Among those items, expanded education efforts geared toward cultivating lifelong appreciation for the arts, and creative sector growth, which under the plan would mean more jobs in a sector that's currently fifth largest in the state. Each vision item and goal has numerous implementation strategies, benchmarks, and timelines that correspond to it.
There will be some heavy lifting required by many people in this community to get the plan achieved.
Among the first steps from Denver Arts and Venues is a grassroots arts initiative called PS You Are Here.
It enables neighborhoods to apply for grants to create some kind of art in their neighborhood.
Rice said quarterly reports and other benchmarks will help arts and venues determine whether the goals are being met. And public surveys several years from now will be used to gauge if today's priorities align with the Denver of the future. For Arts District, I'm Carrie Saldo.